great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
To Lusaka, to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Unza Law Lecturer urges public awareness of environmental rights. Kanchi VR 6 boats for DMMU. And for a new farmer accused of feeding women to pigs faces trial in South Africa. And in sports, Kingston Mutandwa shines on Australian Bundesliga debut with goal and assist. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Kanchibia District Commissioner Crispin Chilekwa has engaged the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, headquarters in Lusaka to request 6 banana boats for critical water crossing points in the district. Mr. Chilekwa says that the move is aimed at ensuring safe water transport for residents. He identified the 6 strategic crossing points as Cheleta, Mansha, Kapaso, Kampashi, Chiwa and Chinkobo, located in Mbepo, Kabinga, Luchembe and Kopa chiefdoms. Meanwhile, Kapaso resident Michael Molenga has welcomed the move, stating that the current boat donated by Area Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda is no longer functional due to overuse. Another resident, Kawe Mwelwa, praised the district commissioner for responding promptly to community concerns. University of Zambia, UNZA School of Law lecturer Dr. Pamela Towela Sambo says citizens must understand their constitutional right to a healthy environment before the establishment of an environmental court. In a statement, Dr. Sambo says Zambia's constitution already provides the legal basis for an environmental court through Article 133, Section 3 of the Laws of Zambia. She stated the Environmental Management Act remains underutilized, with less than 5% of violations reaching the courts. Dr. Sambo revealed that environmental degradation costs Zambia $500 million annually, making the court an economic necessity.
In terms of having a specialist court, it is a process of having the development of environmental jurisprudence settled. It's also important that we assess the linkage, and I think I have already alluded to this. It's very important as part of also our awareness raising activities that we establish the linkage between environment, human rights, and the right to a clean, safe, healthy and sustainable environment. We look at these issues in isolation. If we can bring down these issues to the ability of each and every citizen in Zambia to be able to do the basic things because they have a hostile environment around them, then we will buy more support and we will eventually see that everybody is responding to the issues of the environment.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice Board member Boniface Mumba described the environmental court conversation as a grassroots idea that has evolved into a national agenda.
The principle we're working with is the mass movement. The conversation should get out of the corridors of the rags and blues. This is privilege. This is privilege. What you do as a privileged citizen, what you do as a privileged son, you have to look active. You have to go and provide leadership active. Because you privileged this information.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says ZESCO is only managing to collect about 50% of the targeted $15 million per month from the emergency electricity tariffs, which has led to the extension of the measure up to October. Speaking to the media, ERB Director of Economic Regulation, Alfred Mueller, says the funds are meant to help ZESCO continue importing power to ease the ongoing load shedding the country is facing. Recently, the Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, expressed worry over the recent renewal of emergency electricity tariffs, saying it was made without consultation, which has disrupted pricing structures for manufacturers already grappling with high production costs and energy insecurity. In response, Mr. Mueller says the extension of the emergency tariffs is due to the conditions that led to the emergency declaration not changing. Mr. Mueller says ERB analyzed the hydrological situation and that the dam levels are still not sufficient to support adequate generation of electricity. He says when introducing the tariff regime, the consultation were done and that the legal framework provides that after 3 months, the situation is assessed to see if it has changed or not and then extended for another 3 months for a period of 5 years.
The law does provide for an emergency tariff determination. First recognition of ERB has to recognize that the tariff does exist. So we have certain parameters which we use to determine whether it is indeed an emergency or not. We did determine that there was need for ZESCO to have an emergency tariff. The law provides for 3 months only, and after 3 months, again, we assess the situation. If it has changed or not, then we extend. If it doesn't, then we don't. We revert back to the multi-year tariff framework. And the extension doesn't provide for any stakeholder consultation because this was already done at the beginning. But nevertheless, we endeavor to, in our analysis, to consult the relevant stakeholders at policy level and also at consumer level.
Now still in local news, construction of the over 1.4 million Kwacha Kabuta Market Shelter in Chinsali District has reached an advanced stage with funding provided under the 2024 Constituency Development Fund, CDF. The project is expected to boost local trade and improve the working environment for marketeers. I'll read that again. The project is expected to boost local trade and improve the working environment for marketeers once completed, contributing to economic growth in the area. Chinsali Municipal Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Lulavye Simukoko says the project is expected to be completed within 2 weeks. Mr. Simukoko says the roofing works are done with only drainage and painting remaining. Meanwhile, project site manager Mango Mashambe of Hosanna Civic Contractors says that the facility will accommodate about 150 traders and include an office. He says installation of the water system and ablution block is scheduled for next week and reaffirmed the contractor's commitment to delivering a high-quality structure.